Hello, humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night and you're under the bed covers wherever you are. And we are broadcasting from Oroville Radio, the voice of Oroville, of human unity in southern Tamil Nadu. And I am so thrilled to have for the third time on our show, Anika Singh, who is also one of the partners for the India Knows Love project that we're doing, Pan India, and that is with Voice. Can you tell us why you and your organization, your NGO, who are doing fantastic work, right, empowering youth, can you tell us why you decided to partner with India Knows Love?
Oh, firstly, I want to thank you for having me here. And, you know, it just, I had an instant connection when you said the voices of Oroville with the radio. And the organization name is Voice. So we are Voice with V-O-Y-C-E. Yes. So Voice works with arts to give messages for social change and for public health. We've been doing a lot of work around that. So when I learned about the MediClown Academy, it was so interesting because that's also a form of art, right? As I
Absolutely.
Look at it. So,
yes.
So that got me attracted. That was my first, you know, why I looked into it. As I got to know you better, Fiff, and learned more about your vision with this academy, it's really about healing people. It's about, bringing love and joy and laughter in people's life. But it's also a bigger vision, a bigger cause, which is, you know, how people would perceive clowns as, you know, something that would just make you laugh. Uh-huh. But I'm glad you gave a term to it, like a medi-clown. Uh-huh. So you realize it's more than that. You know, they actually, laughter can play a role in your healing process. But also, a lot of the problems today, because I work a lot with mental health, is because, you know, of depression and, you know, all these other things that come about, is that people are not able to talk. You know, there's this whole campaign we did with WHO, which was on Let's Talk, yeah? And people are not able to be themselves, be their authentic selves. And what a clown can do to that is help you to take off all those masks, those layers of conditioning, and just be in the moment and be yourself, really, you know? And that is the beauty of the vision that you have, you know, allowing people to be in that space, holding that space for people where they are seen and they're heard. That's the basic need that we all have. We want to be seen. We want to be heard, you know, and holding that space for them. So I thought that was really beautiful. You know, I'm in Oroville now. I hope to experience some of that work also. But we've been connected on Zoom calls, and in just 5 minutes, I remember how you changed the energy from laughter to looking at me in the eye with so much intensity and so much attention that it just made me cry, you know? So that's the power that you bring to your work.
Cry in hopefully a beautiful way.
Yes, yes,
in
yes.
In a healing way.
In a healing way, absolutely. It's like I could come, you know, from all these layers and masks of I'm doing fine, everything's good, to just being able to be myself in that moment about how I was feeling, being in touch with that part of me, you know, which needed to come out.
You know, and I think this for me is the essence of India Knows Love. So it's not K-N-O-W-S, it's India N-O-S-E, because the nose as we have it is the smallest mask in the world. Mm. And that nose for me is when I look, or when anyone who's very privileged, privilege can be a number of different things. You can be privileged because you have freedom. You may not have money, but you have an abundance of freedom. Mm. Or a privilege could be I have a lot of acquisitions, but I'm not, I don't have freedom. So for me is when the person who is most privileged can look deeply into the eyes of someone who is the least privileged. And together you can see yourself in the other person and you create oneness. That's when healing takes place.
Absolutely.
And that is, in a sense, the clown, because the clown is this beautiful person who's in the present moment and sees you just the way you are and loves you so totally the way you are.
And we all have a clown within.
Absolutely.
You know, we all do. It's being in touch with that clown inside of you. And one vision that I've had ever since I know about India Knows Love is this car sticker, which I told you about.
Right.
Where India, it's India N-O-S-E Knows Love and also India K-N-O-W-S Love. Because it just, it's so affirming to know that India knows love.
We
know
do.
What love is.
We do.
We do it. Yes, we do.
And you know, one in six people in the world is of Indian origin. And India Knows Love wants to take that and share that with the diaspora.
Yes, absolutely. India is, for me, how I look at India is also not just a physical space. Mm-hmm. It's also a concept. Like, you know, India is a spiritual space. It's
absolutely.
Also like, yeah, it's, yeah, like noses. So India knows love. We know what love is. Yes.
Absolutely. And on that note, shall we share that love, that caring, that laughter with the entire world, the trees, the flowers, the birds, the bees, everything that's out there?
We're coming to you.
Are you with us, Stefano? And let's take it out with the voices of Auroville in laughter.
Yes.
Ha 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 ha